Tenacious Living Radio.
This upcoming interview on TLR Station was recorded live. We appreciate your patience with potential background noise.
Hi, welcome to Stressless Radio, where it's all about stressing less and living more. I'm your host, JJ Frederick. Hi, thank you so much for joining us here on Stressless Radio. For my regular listeners, as you know, this is the third week of the month. And on the third week of the month, we talk about physical stress and what is stressing out your body, what is happening with your health that is causing more stress for you. And I'm so excited today because I'm actually talking to a woman I went to coaching school. I'm talking to her, and she has done some fabulous things since we've studied together. So today I'm being joined by Karen Hudson, and Karen is a freedom fighter, fear slayer, and deeply compassionate cheerleader. She's also a board-certified health and life coach, as well as a well-known speaker. She's the founder of Change from the Inside Out, which is where she supports people to stop the war within. And this is really cool because it's whether it's the battle with their bodies, their choices, their feelings, or their beliefs. And today we're going to talk, like I said, we're going to focus a little bit more on health. And Karen is passionate about healing on all levels and is going to talk to us today about one of those passions, which is healing essential oils. So hello, Karen. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks for having me. Hello, hello.
I'm so excited, like I said, and so glad we got a chance to talk because when you brought up the topic of essential oils, it's something that I've always wanted to learn more about. I've been intrigued by it, but I haven't really talked to an expert. But before we get into the essential oil talk, I'd love to find out a little bit about how you came to the health coach side of things, how you got into this more health and nutrition and wellness area.
What brought me to this place was the choices that I had made for myself. Mm-hmm. And seeing the impact on my own body and my own health. And through the process of doing my own emotional work and healing emotionally, there was a day when I was talking to a friend and mentor, and the light bulb went off, and you hear this often, but you don't always take it in, and that is that food could really be healing. And from that moment, I was just like woke up and realized that what I literally was putting in my body was going to make a difference to how my body actually responded. Mm-hmm. And so that led me on a journey, the journey of getting the board certified health coach training and working with some new mentors. And through that process, really understanding how and coming to realize that what can stop us from living a really rich, full life where we feel that we really have choice and that we really are, I want to say, in charge of our lives, but really, really feel like we have choice and that we're not just sort of going along, is ending the battle within, whether it's the critic in your head, the confusion about your beliefs and what you should or shouldn't do, or the ways in which you're waging war with what you're putting in your body, on your body, the choices to even be who you choose to be in a relationship with, so our feelings and emotions. So got real clear that my passion on all levels is to help people know that they're not crazy, they're not broken, and they can stop that war within no matter what aspect of their lives they're experiencing it. And I'm here to help them. So.
And I love that you are able to do it on all those different levels with beliefs, the mental stress, the physical stress. You know, it's what I love. It's really about integrating it all.
Right. And it comes from that I get it. I've lived it and walked in those shoes. And so I really want to help others know that they can break through that as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things that you are trained in is essential oils. And can you explain exactly what that is? Because I think there can be confusion about oils and aromatherapy and box flowers. And, you know, there can be a lot of confusion around what is what. So can you tell us exactly?
Yeah, you bet. There's a And we're in a world and a culture right now where there's a lot of natural therapies. So I think that's a really great question. We have, you know, access now to, you know, herbs and botanicals and, like you said, flower essences and homeopathy, a lot in liquid, in pill form. And, you know, there's a lot of choices out there.
Mm-hmm.
So essential oils actually have been around for centuries and centuries and centuries. And what they are is one of the gifts from the earth, just as, you know, herbs and botanicals are. They're one of the gifts of the earth, and they come from, they're the essential oil from, we can get them from seeds, bark, stems, roots, flowers. They're the part of the plant that carries, has all of the natural medicine in itself that actually helps the plant guard against bacteria, viruses, and disease that may attack the plant cells. Okay, so what
that makes
they are?
Sense. Yes, yeah. I've never heard that.
Yeah, so what they are is so it's really interesting. If you ever like really can look at the constituents of a lavender plant, a lavender plant has an interesting way of protecting its own essential oil. It has all these spikes of its flowers and its things that surround each little bit of oil to protect, because that's its immune defense. So an essential oils of its own plant protect the plant from bacteria, viruses, and disease that would attack the plant.
Hmm.
So now here's the other thing. We, as humans, are very much, we have very similar building blocks to as plants do. So we have a lot of the natural same building blocks in terms of how we're made cellularly. If you look at a plant, if you remember from when you were in school about how the plant gets oxygen, how it grows at a cellular level. So we have very common building blocks. So when you put an essential oil that into our body, it works in the same way as it does for the plant. So when we put it into our bodies, it can help by killing bacteria, inhibiting virus, you know, plowing through the toxins to help get them in. They help to oxygenate our cells and to boost our immune system. It's the same principle if you've heard about bioidentical hormones and what they call plant-based hormones, because the plant has a similar building block and numbers of estrogen compared to the woman's body. So as a compared to, say, an animal. Okay, it's not the same. Plants have much more similar to us as humans. So they act in the same way. So when we put them on, they do the very same thing that they do for plants, and that is it becomes a natural medicine for us to help prevent those things.
Wow.
And I know. Isn't that phenomenal? It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that. I mean, like I said, I don't know a lot about essential oils, but I never dreamed that it went that deep and that it helps, you know, of course it would help protect the plant from disease and that we're that similar. It's amazing.
Right. And so then, you know, it is amazing. And then you have to take a look at, you know, essential oils don't just work at a surface level or just to go get rid of the symptoms. They really work at the root. They really are designed. They actually can break through to the cellular wall. So they really work at a cellular level with us. And there is nothing, there's no contaminants in them if you get the right oil. Okay. But let's talk about, you know, oils and before we go into the different types. But we'll talk about what they are and what they help with. But, you know, they've been around for centuries and centuries. And I'll tell you a really funny story. When I was doing my research and my studies, I found out that in ancient Egypt, the grave robbers would steal the essential oils and leave the gold.
Really?
Yeah. That's how prized they were, okay?
Wow.
And how important they were to that culture. And, you know, one of the other things is that, you know, Hippocrates used oregano in his practice. And we know the stories of frankincense and myrrh being, you know, brought to the Christ child. And here's one you probably don't know, is they were on the front lines in World War II to help injured soldiers. They used essential oils in healing on the front lines.
Really?
Yep. Yep.
Holy cow.
I know. So they're powerful. They have, in today's world, a lot of practitioners are using them. A lot of companies now are researching them. And there are actually medical communities that are actually bringing in certain therapeutic-grade oils to really start to study them and bring them into their practices. A couple hospitals are doing that and things. So, that brings up the whole issue of not all oils are created equal.
Well, I was going to say, this blows the whole idea for me about you just go to the health food store and you pick one that seems kind of cool.
Yeah.
I mean,
and you can, depending upon how you're going to use it. So what there are is there's really four different grades of essential oils, okay?
Okay.
The biggest, if you imagine a circle, three quarters of that circle is synthetic, okay? And those are the ones man-made, they go to try to match the smell of the natural oil.
Mm-hmm.
Because let's just talk about it. It's expensive to, to produce really high quality, oils that are pure and certified, and it can be costly to travel around the world and develop them in where they need to be. So it's easier and more cost effective to create synthetic. So that's what's in our candles, in a lot of our makeup. Sometimes the next category, food grade, could be in our makeup. But it's also in our perfumes and things like that. Synthetic will be in our perfumes, our bath lotions, and, anything that you hear, those kinds of fragrances are there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Car fresheners, just think of all those kinds of things that have smells, right?
Yeah.
Excuse me. So then there's the food grade. And, a lot of makeup companies and perfume will use food grade level in their manufacturing. But again, you think of peppermint oil, like for cooking and things like that. Those are oils.
Yeah.
Those are oils. They're not necessarily organic or certified pure, but they're what's called food grade by the FDA. Okay.
Then we've got food grade later.
Yeah. So then there's therapeutic grade. And that's set up where there's some testing done. There is some attention. There should be quite a bit of attention to where it's grown, how it's grown, how it's processed, harvested, because therapeutic grade is literally that. It's going to be used at a medicinal level if they're going to tap themselves as therapeutic. But therapeutic does not have to guarantee that it's not synthetic.
Oh.
So if you just see one that says it's therapeutic grade, it could still have a mixture of fillers and synthetic oils are what we consider to be one of the areas we call a filler. So,
I was going to say, I'm guessing the synthetic oils then do not have that cellular similarity. They don't work with the cellular similarity you were discussing earlier. They don't.
Exactly.
Right? Okay.
Exactly. And, because just think about this. Let's sidebar for a minute. Let's just think about the difference between modern medicine and natural medicine. If you look at allopathic, what we consider modern medicine, really a lot of our medicines originate from a plant, okay? Originate from a natural source. They take that and then go make it into a synthetic product and then put in proprietary fillers and other things in it, and it's because the synthetic will not be identical, just as you named, JJ, won't be as identical, right? And then you put the fillers in, that's why we get the side effects. So we get side effects from that, and those can create dependency, right? So that you have those. So now we have the side effects from the fillers and the additives. And because here's the thing, an essential oil, just one drop of essential oil has hundreds of compounds in it. It's not just one thing. It is hundreds of things that have been brought together in that one drop that help all the different aspects of the plant heal for those things. It cannot be duplicated synthetically. You might be able to get a few